This week, Boston Symphony Orchestra president and CEO Mark Volpe announced he will step down at the end of February 2021. He oversees the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Boston Pops Orchestra, and Tanglewood, as well as the orchestra's real estate holdings in Boston and the Berkshires. Volpe previously held leadership positions with orchestras in Baltimore, Minneapolis, and Detroit over his 37-year career. During his tenure, the Lenox, Massachusetts campus of Tanglewood extended its schedule into a full-season program for the first time. He also led the organization as it dealt with the fallout of sexual misconduct allegations against former music director James Levine. Volpe spoke with WAMC about what he'll carry with him from the experience and what it's like to lead an orchestra for 23 years.
23 years, the way I count that is it's four Harvard presidents, three MIT presidents, so I have more tenure as we speak than the people running, the men and women running the L.A., San Francisco, Chicago, Cleveland, Philadelphia, New York orchestras combined times two. So these jobs, require 70, 80 hours a week, 50 weeks a year, given the complexity of not just Boston, but of course the incredible programming and the incredible physical plant we're so fortunate to have at Tanglewood. So, at a certain point, I'll still continue to be involved, but I look forward to where I don't have to, wake up every morning or wake up in the middle of the night thinking about the Boston Symphony or Tanglewood.
So take me back to the late 90s. What was it like to first step into the role and steer the Boston Symphony Orchestra ship?
Well, what's interesting, and I think it'll be pertinent to your broad audience, what is unique about the Boston Symphony, every orchestra, every city of consequence, North America, Europe, Asia, whatever, but in North America, they have an orchestra, they have a hall or two, and so that's pretty standard in America. What is unique about the Boston Symphony is Tanglewood. And until you go through a summer or two at Tanglewood, and Tanglewood is obviously a festival. Tanglewood's a music center where you train the next generation of musicians. Tanglewood is a place where high school and junior high folks have their first real organized musical experience. Tanglewood is a learning institute for adults. It has layers and layers that don't exist in any other orchestra. So I think in terms of learning curve, the orchestra in Boston, of course, is the Boston Symphony, one of the great orchestras of the world. And there's stuff to learn, but the real, and this has been the case, Andres would tell you the same thing. Until you get to Tanglewood and get through a whole summer, thousands I think we program not all public performances, of course, but there are a couple of thousand things scheduled at Tanglewood every summer. I mean, many rehearsals, many lectures and all that kind of stuff, but not shed concerts. Shed concerts, we probably have 35 to 40, probably not, around that number. But there's so much other activity beyond what goes on in the shed at Tanglewood.
Looking back over your tenure, are there any key moments that you're going to look back on and say, wow, that was really it? That's when I was in the thick of it.
Well, I'll tell you one that's, again, Tanglewood related. When Seiji Ozawa shows you the power of Tanglewood and the influence Tanglewood had in his life, when he ended his tenure, he didn't end his tenure in Boston. He ended his tenure at Tanglewood, and he ended his tenure with the whole audience, 18,000 people, singing a secular prayer. That kind of sums it up. Tanglewood, without any denominational affiliation, is a spiritual place. And you he had the orchestra and 18,000 people in the audience and one. And I think that's certainly one. Another one was just bringing Andres Nelsons, who's brought an incredible infusion of energy and ideas and glamour to Tanglewood and the Boston Symphony. So I think those two would be high points.
One of the challenges you faced was leading the organization through the aftermath of sexual misconduct allegations against James Levine. Looking back on that, was that the most difficult portion of your time leading the BSO?
Well, the James Levine situation, when we had him as our music director, we had no reported incidents, obviously. I think the point to make is we are not immune from you know, massive waves, the Me Too movement, you know, that obviously impact all elements of society. So certainly, you know, Jim Levine was part of that. Charlie Dutoit, another conductor of note, was part of that, and how we navigated through you know, that period obviously matters. And you know, part of what I think about every day is culture. So we build a culture where you know, the relationships between the staff and the orchestra, the board and community, you know, that you know, when things, you know, go awry and or things, you know, get discovered, that we have the trust in each other to address them, you know, and take a position and learn from the experience and move on.
So what do you think has to come next for the BSO, looking into the future?
Well, I think, you know, building on the success of what we've done with all the new investments in Tanglewood, with the buildings, you know, not just in the summer, but now that we have a four-season presence, I think thinking through that and learning, you know, it's interesting. You know, when we have a Yo-Yo Ma concert or, you know, a film night at Tanglewood, we kind of know how it's going to go. You know, obviously weather's always a factor. You know, but when we, you know, build a learning institute and all the programming, we'd never done that before. You know, so some things were incredibly successful beyond our imagination. Others were less successful. And, you know, on rethinking, you know, and keeping it dynamic. So I think, you know, it's an ever more complex marketplace and a cluttered marketplace. So we have to be especially creative and you know, and in Boston, you know, there's a different set of challenges, but I think at Tanglewood, that's how I would outline it.